This is Senator Al Simpson. Western ranchers who graze public lands for summer pasture have become the target of rabid environmental groups who chant cattle free in 93. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it was the old cowboy who first found a productive use for America's desolate, wide-open spaces. Generations later, these very same ranches still depend on the public land for grazing, and they pay a fee. The feds already limit the number of cows to prevent overgrazing. That's a pretty good deal for the taxpayer, since the rancher also has the burden of maintenance. But now the extremist groups have launched a new campaign, Cattle Free in 93, No More Moo in 92, to deny ranchers any use of the federal land. Ted, while the farmers get billions of bucks in cash payments, the cowboy gets zip. We can at least assure him access to summer pastures. Pull the ring out of your nose, Ted. Don't let those silly environmental groups bull you around.
Al, the grass may not be greener, but the money is. As usual, old knee-jerk Simpson is against the environment and for business profits, this time for the benefit of ranches, even though massive continuing overgrazing is leaving public lands irreparably damaged. I'm not for putting ranches out of business, but I don't want to put the environment out of business either. 250 million acres of public lands are at risk. Those acres are owned by the federal government, not the ranchers. The government has a responsibility to preserve those lands, Al. More than half of them are in poor condition because of overuse, excessive grazing, and ineffectual federal management. They're ripping off the taxpayers, too. The grazing fees the government charges for public lands are only one-fifth what ranchers must pay on private lands. You didn't even graze the real issue today, Al. Reforms are needed. Stop standing in the way. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the uncatchy new Republican slogan. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.